Steve Daines, Democrat Steve Bullock has a pattern of hostility towards women. By Sean Moran on October 11, 2020. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, said during a debate with Governor Steve Bullock, D. Mount, that the governor has a repeated pattern of hostility toward women in the workplace. Daines added that Kevin O'Brien was his campaign manager. His deputy chief of staff sexually harassed women under his watch. Not only did he cover it up, but he got him a new job in a position of power with the mayor of New York City. De Blasio, where he victimized women again because Governor Bullock chose not to warn his new employer. I am the father of two daughters, that is not how you treat women, he added. Bullock reportedly has had several problems with women, including, according to the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC. Governor Angela McClain, D., who Bullock forced out of her job under a cloud of suspicion because she knew about the governor's dirty secrets. Kevin O'Brien's victims, who Bullock didn't speak out about, allowing for O'Brien to take another job only to harass again. Mick O'Leary, who was Bullock's commerce director and allegedly had a relationship with the governor. Wendy Fredrickson, who was a former state employee that was pushed out of her job because she raised concerns about fraud. George Washington University student, who alleged Bullock grabbed her butt at a Democrat gala in Washington, D.C. Elsie Arnson, Montana's female superintendent of public instruction, who has alleged that Bullock is unwilling to work with her because she is a female. The women in Bullock's office, who he only pays 84 cents for every dollar he pays men, despite repeatedly celebrating Women's Equality Day. His lieutenant governor Angela McClain was forced out of office, walked off the job, without explanation, Daines said. The Montana Republican added that McClain was the second woman to serve as the state's lieutenant governor. She believes that she was dumped for standing up for what is right, he said. Montana GOP Chairman Don Kaltschmidt said in a statement on Saturday that voters deserve to know the truth about Bullock's scandals. He said, after tonight's debate, it's no wonder Governor Bullock didn't agree to a fourth debate with Senator Steve Daines. He doesn't want to answer for his scandal-ridden administration. Montanans deserve answers from Governor Bullock on the mysterious resignation of former Lieutenant Governor Angela McClain, his decision to cover up a former aide's history of sexual harassment, and the monthly payments that total hundreds of thousands of dollars that he receives from his brother's company after this company was awarded $14 million in state contracts. What else is Governor Bullock hiding? Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.